Yeah.
Film vault.
After disaster.
God,
I meant to cut you off. I didn't. I was distracted by this goddamn music. What's going on? What is this?
This is Christmas music. It's a Film Vault family Christmas, Anderson.
Before I speak any more about the music, is it someone that we know or someone we know knows them?
I think it's Miss Movie's friend, yes?
Okay. I'm going to stop talking.
What do you have against Christmas? Last year, you had the same problem with Christmas music.
Oh, because last year you had your goddamn fucking arrogant friend who plays saxophone.
Arrogant?
Oh, I saw the cover of the cover art. He was like lounging in front of a Jaguar.
I like this music. Keep it up.
Yeah, this music's much better than last year. Thank you for reminding me of that. I love Miss Movie's friend's music.
Yeah,
it's a white guy, though. That's always bad times. Is it a white guy?
No, he's Asian.
Ooh, worst times.
Are they allowed to celebrate Christmas?
Worst times.
All right, crank it down. I'm not supporting them.
Christmas.
Anderson. Is this a drinking show I don't know about?
I don't know. We're not
Jesus
drinking.
Christ.
And we can say this right now because Mike Carano, my buddy, yours. Well, actually, it's your nemesis.
My
but
nemesis.
You're
going to
play
my
nice because it's Christmas time.
Right? I like Carano a lot.
We're going to have my After Disaster family in here, as well as Miss Movies and as well as Logan. We're all going to do a little round of White Elephant. We all brought in a present, and we'll explain how we do that later.
Well, let's start off the show. I'll ask you a question that I'm sure all the listeners are asking themselves. Why?
Why aren't we drinking?
Why? No,
we're
going to
go back to why aren't we drinking.
No.
Because Mike can't hear right now. So Mike is clean and sober right now.
Okay.
It's a little tough for him. Okay. And normally we'd be you know, drinking the old Spike Nog right now. But that'd be incredibly disrespectful.
Yeah, that's like when used to the rest of Van Halen would drink around Eddie Van Halen. He was trying to stay sober.
Yeah, well, that worked out well for him. He lost his tongue.
Yep.
He no longer. You know that he blends up his tongue and injects it back into himself?
What the hell are you talking about?
We'll talk about that later. But that's a true story. That's actual. That's real.
Okay, my real question though is why?
That's
why
real.
Why
does he cut up his tongue and well, he lost his tongue because of cancer.
No.
Oh, okay. The drinking again? Well, I just told
you. No, not the drinking. What? When we are going to have a Christmas episode.
We're
going to
do
a flip
fashion in here in a minute as well. Okay.
Why did you, why is there, why are you so insistent on having a after disaster presence in the Film Vault family Christmas?
I think because you keep using the goddamn word family, which to me means my Juggalo brethren. You know what I'm saying? Family. What?
Oh, man.
I don't know what just happened. I'm sorry.
This is horrible. This is like when my friends in college, their high school friends would come in from out of town and they would act all different.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the after disaster mode a little bit right now.
I know you are a little bit.
And you know what? Since we've moved the show over here away from the Dragon's Lair, as I called the Ace Network, you're always talking about family and doing the show with, you know, a family Christmas show. And I'm like, oh, my other family is, it's like I'm getting my parents together.
Look how giddy he is.
Yeah, I am. I'm excited. I'm happy.
It's funny because I don't know if you had the same experience. You probably didn't. When I was in college, I was in a fraternity and we'd have friends of their friends come visit us from all throughout their hometowns, from out the country. And without exception, invariably, I liked their friends way less than I liked the guys that I knew. And it seemed like
You hear that, guys? You hearing this? Because they're in the other room. You realize they can hear you.
The speakers are on.
This is incredibly uncomfortable. But continue talking about how, because you don't like me much. So what does that say about, I know that you hate Mike Carano and he's your
name. I hardly know these guys.
And I know that you've never wanted Tyler on the show before. I've tried to have him on the show a few times before and you won't let it happen.
He ruins radio.
He does.
God knows that he does the podcast.
Okay. He puts gongs in them and he makes lots of sound effects. Don't fit anywhere.
This ought to be good.
But he's not going
to
do that because he's going to be in here. Don't worry about it. It's going to be good stuff.
I do appreciate it. I do appreciate his ironic take on sound effects.
I don't understand. Let's just talk about movies.
What do you mean you don't understand?
Let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about some flicks. We flick fest. Every episode we confess the flicks we've seen in the last week. I've got a couple. Anderson's got a full boat.
Three
of films.
I got three.
All right. Let's hear your films. You want to hear mine first or underwhelming?
Go ahead.
Okay. Mine first.
Underwhelming
films.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Doubtfire.
From 1991. No.
Was it 91?
It was like 93, I think. But I saw from 1997, Barry Sonnenfeld's Men in Black. They're making number three. What's funny about that?
Go ahead.
What's funny about that?
It's just okay.
You son of a bitch, you sprung this on me literally at the last second.
Literally.
As the mics were hitting up, you're like, oh, by the way, we're going to book fest this episode. And I was like, huh? I was told we weren't.
Okay.
By you, I was told we weren't.
Vincent D'Onofrio plays the bug.
Vincent D'Onofrio plays, well, spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. Vincent D'Onofrio plays a man who may not be what he seems.
Monk plays a guy who gets his head blown off.
Tony Shalhoub gets his head blown off and it grows back. Mm-hmm. Yes, Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. And Linda Fiorentino, what the hell has happened to Linda Fiorentino?
She probably became a mom.
No, I thought your answer.
1993 at Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, yeah, that's what I said. You know what you should do? Start saying like NCIS.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
Next week, I'm going to make that joke, and you just stole it from me.
I know.
You son of a bitch.
That's all what I do.
We should also mention that we already did our New Year's episode.
And it's fantastic.
Yes, we talked a lot about the past in that episode.
Coming up next week.
Literally the future. Coming up next week is a decent little episode.
Top five movies you can stream right now.
Yeah, they're all available on Instant, and Brian and I picked our top 10, actually,
that's right.
As it turned out.
Two for each slot.
10 solid movies from each of us. Only one crossover, but lots of streaming movies that you can watch
Lots
instantly.
Of excellent films.
Yeah, that's coming up next week. But this week is Fuck Around Week, and let's go.
If you as a listener notice, this episode seems particularly, what's the word I'm looking for? Rudderless?
Lively?
Rudderless?
Lively?
Without,
right.
Without rudder?
Lively.
Without,
right.
Without rudder?
We should not take breaks on this either because we don't own the After Disaster. Okay, so let me hear more about.
This is like this podcast.
Like to hear more about
like,
Black Men.
This is like the end of The Fly, where Jeff Goldblum was like several iterations, yes, into becoming meshed with like other animals and machines. Like this
it was
is,
just him and a fly. What are you talking?
No, because like he kept like he kept getting worse, and then he merged himself with the machine. And he came limping out. He was half fly, half man, part machine.
I don't recall that part.
What? No, it was a great part of the movie.
I saw the opera too.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's pretty intense.
The Inside Monkey. The Inside Out Monkey.
Ooh,
very
that,
good.
It was upsetting.
Yeah.
Fine. Men in Black, 1997.
Okay,
go
you're
fuck
done.
Yourself.
All right, go ahead.
I also saw a documentary which was not good. One of the worst documentaries I've ever seen, so I do not recommend it. But I must warn people against it because Netflix pushed it hard on me, and I feel like Netflix has some sort of stake in this, and I must warn people against the September issue. The September issue from 2009 is a R.J. Cutler film about Anna Wintour, who they based The Devil Wears Prada upon. And it's the September issue behind the scenes of them putting together their big September issue of Vogue magazine, which I'm told is the biggest issue of the year. It's where a lot of the fashion trends get set. It's sort of, I mean, like their version of Sweeps. Like it's their big magazine. It's hundreds of pages. It's a friggin' Bible. And it's the Bible of fashion, if you will. Anyway, a boring movie. Not nearly. It was just so self-pleasuring, so self-gratifying. I didn't find it interesting, didn't find the subject matter interesting, but there's plenty of documentaries for the subject matter I have not been inherently interested in, but have become interested in the movie because it's a good movie. This is the opposite. It is incredibly boring. Do not see the September issue.
All right.
Anderson.
Fantastic.
I just warned you.
I know. I'm trying to figure out see what Netflix would say that I think it would be.
What do you think? What do they say?
Computer slow.
Probably
so.
Going to come up like two.
I'm just going to go ahead and talk about another movie that is not that great. I was curious. I was morbidly curious, as I am with so many fucking movies that I watch, unfortunately.
There
this one,
yellow?
I made a huge mistake of having the girl watch it with me, and she's still recovering. It's been about a week. She's still recovering from it. I'll bring up, like, I'll like quote the movie, which here's one of the quotes. And then out of nowhere, it was one of the strangest things I'd ever seen. This little pony runs up and starts giving the horse a blowjob. It's a documentary, by the way, too. I
get that
say.
Drop.
You ever wonder what it looks like when a man's getting nailed by a horse, Brian?
Yes. Okay, fine. Yes. The answer is yes.
Well, you can answer that question by watching a movie called Zoo, which was a huge, made a big stir at the Sundance 2007,
sure.
I believe is what the Sundance that it was at.
Deja vu.
And it's a true life story. You've heard of Mr. Hands, the guy that got banged to death by a horse. You ever heard of him?
I've heard of him.
There's a website, MrHands.com, I believe, where you can see the footage, which I had actively avoided for the most part. I'd seen a little bit of it until I saw the movie Zoo. This movie, the entire thing is, I know this is probably going to be shocking, but the people that were involved with the horse banging, there's a whole culture of them, and many of them that get together and bang horses up in Seattle, and none of them wanted to be a part of the documentary.
What?
So they had to recreate it all. They did voiceover.
Wow.
They explained their sides, but they were played by other people.
Oh.
So it's just one giant –
What must the casting call look like for that? What's the breakdown look like?
You know what?
That?
The acting wasn't even that bad too. And it's like you got to be hard up if you're willing to play the dead, now dead Mr. Hands. In a documentary.
Lifetime.
But this movie, obviously, I'm not going to say the name of the filmmaker because I don't like to do that. I don't like to talk badly about a movie and then, you know, say his name.
Yeah, trash.
But obviously, huge Errol Morris fan, you know, Thin Red Line, Fogs of War. It felt just like it was more Errol Morris than like an Errol Morris film. It seemed kind of like Philip Glass type music. It was just ridiculously over the top Errol Morris.
All right.
At times I liked it. Other times, not so much. Three
was it
stars.
Disturbing?
3 stars. The girl really found it disturbing.
Wow.
Jillian, I can say her name because this is the After Disaster. And
no, it's not. Why do you keep saying that?
I didn't think it was that disturbing. But
are you
going to
air
there.
This on the After Disaster?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, no. Maybe I should. No, I'm not. All right. And then, I saw a movie, Brian. It's in theaters right now.
Okay. I'm ready.
A little movie called Mission Impossible. Ghost Protocol.
Yeah. Mission Impossible 4. Yes.
Yeah. Jeremy Renner.
Love that Jeremy Renner.
Tom Cruise comes back. We got Sawyer from
Tom
Lost
Wilkins
in the
in
beginning.
Oh,
Tom
he is?
Wilkins.
Yeah. Wilkinson.
Wilkinson. That's what I meant to say. Simon I love Pegg? That guy. I love him. Simon yeah. Pegg with his comedic relief. Almost fell asleep a couple times. Very bored.
Really? Brad Bird directed.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I got out of bed and made sure. I saw it at 10:15 this morning.
Wow.
I mean, I woke
up today?
6 hours after. I only slept for 6 hours. It felt like a travel channel show at times. I mean, they're in Russia, then they're in Dubai, then they go over to India. It's like almost like if we're in more locations, it'll be less boring. It was boring for an action movie. Maybe it's the problem is that I went to see it in IMAX, which is awesome. But the first 6 minutes of the movie was not the movie, but it was the best thing that I saw by far, which was the trailer for Dark Knight, which was holy fucking hell.
Yeah, memorable.
Logan, have you seen it?
I saw the Dark Knight trailer in IMAX too.
It's like a full scene in the movie, yeah. Which is far and away better than anything you're going to see in Mission Impossible. So for the rest of the movie, it'd be like having a really nice filet, or like a couple bites of a nice filet, and then right. You got to fucking eat like refried Taco Bell for the sure. rest for the next 2 hours.
The best part is I didn't know that they were going to play the Dark Knight trailer before because I saw it on like Thursday night.
Oh.
So it caught me off guard, and I saw Bane, and I was psyched.
How great. Oh, my God. I was getting chills. It was really, really well done. It was like one of the best things. It would have been one of the best scenes in the first one or the second one, the last one that I love so much. But Tom Hardy as
Bane.
Bane. I think it's going to work. I think it's going to work.
I'm sure
it was so good. The sound, everything. But it had its moments. There was some really impressive stuff. Most of it you saw on the trailer of Mission Impossible, like where he's running down the building. And
right.
But it just fell flat to me. The jokes weren't there. Some really good stunts. At times, it felt like a car ad for that goddamn BMW. All the integration. Every time they're drinking beers, it's like the label's facing me. It's like
I'll talk about that next week in the greatest movie ever sold.
Okay. All right, good.
I will.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down, why would Remmer go? I don't know. Oh.
Does he have a little mustache?
It's like every time Tom Cruise went somewhere, it's like he had a friend with him. It was almost like there was some kind of like subtext gay jokes going on or something that the director and writer ran on that sure. Tom didn't even know about. Like he just kept showing up with dude friends. Like, this guy's going to come with me.
He has a wingman at all times.
They bust him out of jail in the beginning of the movie, and he has to get one of his cellmates to come with him, and he risks his life to bring in one of his cellmates. It wasn't great, but it was if it was on HBO or something, I'd probably turn it off. I almost walked out.
How many times does Ethan Hunt have to like get like betrayed or double-crossed or like a mole? Like before he's going to learn his lesson.
It wasn't really anything fresh new in this movie.
I was trying to get friends to go see it with me, and they were like, oh, I haven't seen the other ones. I'm like, basically, he gets betrayed by somebody and has to prove his innocence.
Yeah, yeah. Did you like it?
When's he going to learn?
It was okay. Like you said, all the great scenes were shown in the trailers.
Yeah.
But I had a fucking 12-year-old kid talking to his dad behind me the whole movie.
Sometimes in a movie like that, that's the best part of the movie. Sometimes.
No, it was so annoying. Like, he had no regard for anybody around him. He was talking at normal volume. And I was hoping that he lives in poverty forever just for wasting my $18.
Wow, that's kind of harsh. Okay, Logan. Jesus Christ.
Well, living in poverty is better than
another
like
reason.
Dead.
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Another reason why I might not have liked it as much is because I recently fell in love with a movie that I've been avoiding for the last 5 years now called Crank.
Right. Oh,
have you seen Crank?
No, I have not.
I've been
starring my number one bald actor of all time, Jason Statham.
I loved him to begin with. I liked him. I should say I love him now. I've never seen
the
Transporter.
Number one bald actor.
Okay, Brian, I'll call him my number one bald actor. Will that make you feel better?
Okay. Okay, so can you see why he's the number one bald actor?
Well, have you seen Crank?
No.
Way to have a number one. I had a giant shit grin across my face the entire time. I should tell you first, I was avoiding this movie for a long time because I have dabbled in some bad drugs, some that rhyme with rank. And I thought that I would be like fiending for drugs while watching this movie. So I've actively been avoiding it. However, I recently fell in love because of Tyler. I recently saw that Limitless movie, and I believe that Crank came up as a result of that movie. They're fairly similar in a lot of ways. The tempo of this movie I've not seen a movie this hyperkinetic with this kind of pacing since Run on the Run. I mean, until the hour mark, it's like go, go, go. There is a little bit of a lull at the hour mark, but okay. It's go, go, go. Great sound use of soundtrack and music. It tongue in cheek the entire time. Didn't take itself seriously. Glenn Howerton is in it.
Yeah.
Chester from Linkin Park shows up. Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. The only other person.
Tyler, Anderson keeps telling me to watch Limitless. I'm going to like it. Is he fucking with me?
No, I like Limitless a lot.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
You're
good
all
movie.
Fucking with me.
No.
Oh, I think you'd like it. It's like a big action blockbuster.
Wow.
Not action, but
wow. Et tu, Brute?
It's a high budget blockbuster film.
So another thing really impressive about Crank is its restricted narrative, which usually makes for a very slow paced movie because it follows one actor the entire time. Other than phone calls where they use split screen, Jason Statham was in every single scene. You're constantly with this guy, and the storyline is. I know most of you have probably seen this one. I'm very late on the boat for this, but he gets an injection at the beginning of the movie, and his heart is it can't slow down, much like Speed. But instead of a bus, it's his heart that can't slow down, so he has to continue with endorphins and continue to get his
Amy endorphins. Smart's in this, right?
Amy Smart's in it. She gets banged in public in Chinatown here. It's all shot in L.A. Dwight Yoakam plays his doctor. He's fucking great. I had very low expectations for this movie, and it was exactly what it should have been. It was so much fun.
All right.
I really enjoyed it. Hard R, but modern day exploitation film at its best. I wish there was more like it.
It feels like if Grand Theft Auto were a movie.
Kind of, yeah. And was
it would be this.
Was Grand Theft Auto to come out right around...
No, I think it came out a little bit after. The fourth one did.
It felt like a video game in all the right ways. Whereas Matrix 2, the second one, felt like a video game. But it's like, when can I play?
Sure.
This one, I don't want to play this one. I want to sit back and watch this one.
All right.
And it was fun. It's a director team. It's two guys, Taylor and something else.
Joel Nathan Cohen.
No. And they also made Gamer, which I've added to my list now. I don't think I'm going to like it very much.
Oh, Jerry Butler.
They also made Crank 2. And they... Their latest movie that's coming out soon is the fucking Nicolas Cage movie, the Ghost Rider 2.
Oh, really? Wow.
I don't think I can ever watch that because I'd have to watch Ghost Rider 1 first, and I'll never do that. But Crank, if you have been avoiding it because you thought it would just be too silly or whatever or too taking itself seriously, it was fun.
All right.
It was a good time.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And Limitless.
Crank 2. I haven't seen that yet. I'm excited. All right.
Coming up next.
Christmas is all around.
We're going to give away some gifts. We're going to have a White Elephant gift exchange. Tyler's going to explain how it works. Mike Carano will have many questions.
Crank. Epinephrine.
You're sweating.
I know, because I was talking about
you're
Crank and I was
up.
Very excited.
You're worked up.
It's rare that I like a cheeseburger that much, Brian. It was so much fun.
I love when you love cheeseburgers.
So do I.
Yeah.
You know what's coming up next? A little app disaster. Woo!
Yeah. Film Vault Family Christmas next.
Take a look in the five and ten, listening once again.
Hey, podcast listener. While you're sitting there listening to podcasts, check out AndersonandBrian.com.
Brian with the Y?
Yeah.
My favorite part of the show, Brian, other than seeing your lovely face every single week and working with Logan, is really interacting with the listeners. I love it. And a lot of great stuff goes on over at AndersonandBrian.com.
Yeah, leave comments on the site. Check out a list of every film mentioned in every episode, which, by the way, is quite a comprehensive list.
Yeah, we should have a ding every time we talk about a new
Absolutely
movie
not.
On the show. Yeah, I think we should.
Check it out. AndersonandBrian.com. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Hi, this is Ricardo Montalban, and yes, I'm dead, but you are listening to The Film Vault on AndersonandBrian.com. Welcome back. Oh, so many voices. Film Vault Family Christmas, and Tyler Ruins Radio, Mike Carano, and Miss Movies are here to join us for our, I would say annual, but it's our first annual, right, Anderson? Gift Exchange? First annual White Elephant Gift Exchange?
I don't think we've ever done this before.
First annual. Last annual?
Yeah!
First annual. Disaster.
Okay, what was the name of that movie that you said that you sucked, that you saw that you didn't like? September what?
Thanks to Alan Chang. There are he's
name.
Our fetus feature artist of the week.
So.
Bubbleband.com/Alan Chang.
Fetus artist
Buble
is a different thing.
Is what that would be.
Wait, Buble?
There's two B's.
Buble. Buble Band.
What?
Yes.
What's going on? We're
there's
playing
two
Buble
B's in,
on the
in,
show?
Do you just spell with two B's? And you're yelling at me for pronouncing a bubble.
What if 20
because
years
Because it's Buble.
How would I know that?
Because
everybody.
Michael Buble.
Everybody.
Michael Buble is one B.
Fuck it all.
Wait a minute, wait.
I'm sorry.
You're right. It's B-U-B-L-E.
Well, I'm sorry if I spelled it incorrectly.
Welcome.
You're a teacher, right?
The most amazing thing about
Michael Buble.
She didn't
say she were a teacher, right?
She's
she didn't say she was
gay.
A good one.
He's not gay.
Yeah.
That's the most amazing
The school definitely says she's not a good one.
Same with Josh Groban.
He's not gay.
He's cool, though. All right,
BubleBand.com, apparently, Alan Chang. /Alan Chang.
Welcome to the Film Vault. We have our buddies in here. We have Mike Carano, Tyler, who ruins radio, Miss Movies, and Logan still on the other side of the glass.
Haha. You're like me.
Good evening.
Yes, but you're like the good version of Tyler because you're not going to be playing
promoted.
Ridiculous fucking drops nonsense.
One cannon. Come on, bro.
Oh, there's a ding.
Do his glasses count as another pane of glass that he's behind?
Yes, behind two panes of glass. Okay, so...
Tyler, explain how the White Elephant Gift Exchange will work.
What was the name of that movie? September what?
Why are we talking about?
That movie.
The September issue.
Wait. This computer just turned off.
God,
there we go.
Damn.
Okay, it's back.
God. Logan.
Who's ruining radio?
For an Asian man, you're horrible with technology.
Should we issue one blanket apology now or wait till the end of the episode or apologize?
Hey, it's a Christmas episode, all right? Take what you can get. Now, we're going to be playing, we're going to be doing our little white elephant. Explain it, Tyler.
Oh, listeners, for Christmas, Anderson got you contempt.
As opposed to what?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. Every day is like Christmas then.
Well, the first rule of White Elephant is that people should be arguing about something they saw in September.
3.6, I think I'm going to like the September issue. I will
add
it to my queue.
They're wrong.
Top of the queue. This movie is witty, it says, so I'll be watching it tonight.
Oh, wait. It's anything but witty.
Is that the one about the fashion stuff?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
It's really good.
Did you like it?
It was all right.
It's terrible.
Tyler, Brian hated it. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so we've got six gifts because there's six of us,
right?
Uh-huh. Including Logan. And we're going to draw a number, 1 through 6, obviously.
Okay.
Whoever draws number one is the best because they're going to get pretty much whatever gift they want to end up with. Now, we should all
say it's the best, but they're all wrapped, so there's
no way
wrapped.
To really
tell who
got the best.
Each of us brought in a present, and they're all wrapped. $25 or less, right? Unless somebody was a dick and they got something really cheap, or even worse, got something really expensive to make us feel bad. You know what? Before we even start this, should we just...
Don't look at your number
one
yet.
One person stick to $25?
Am I taking one of these numbers?
Yeah.
No.
Brian, are you going to explain at some point why you hate
did you say
Mike Corona?
I'm actually quite
don't
fond
open it
of
yet,
Logan, Corona. You got to...
Tyler's going to draw my number for me.
Okay. Can we trust him? Wait, hold on.
I don't know. Draw it and then hold it up to the window.
All right.
Just so I can verify.
All right, everyone open up your little things.
Then. I can't see that.
Logan got one.
Yes. I got five.
I got three.
God damn it.
I got six.
So who's number one?
Oh.
Logan's one.
Logan.
Who's two?
I'm two.
Two, three? Who's number three?
Also, oh, my God. Can I have one of those?
Mike Toronto is number three. This ought to be great.
Feel free to have some holiday cheer. Miss Movie, he's not the only one that can do
little
you
made him?
Stuff. I made
guys.
What do you call these? Pretzel
so
hugs?
Good.
Yep.
Worst food
hugs.
For radio ever?
Listeners, don't worry. There's an apology coming.
Oh, my God. Mike Toronto
is third. I am fourth. Anderson, you five or six?
I'm five.
And then Tyler is six. I'm six. I'm four.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here's how it works. Logan's going to pick first, yes?
Logan's going to pick first, and then, actually, that's all he can do.
Is he? Okay.
What do you want to open here, Logan?
I'll take the large green one on the bottom of the pile.
Tyler, going to be his hands? Tyler's going to do the unwrapping
for Logan. It's in Bob the Builder Christmas wrapping.
Oh, how cute. Who
Logan,
wrapped that?
It's heavy. It's from Anderson.
It is? How do you know?
Has the scent of failure.
You're not supposed to write who it's from on it, right?
I didn't write. It was from me.
I wrote who it's from.
When I walked in, you said,
mine's the one in the middle of the table.
I think it's important people know who it's from.
Say it that way, first of all.
There's only six of us. They get to know who they're from.
I feel like we're in jail.
The mic,
I feel like we're in jail right now. And
I hope it's
showing
not.
Logan his
sea
present.
Monkeys.
This will be waiting for you when you get out.
Oh, I'm so excited. I hope it's anal beads.
Hey, it's just under $25. At $24.97, it's the
That's
Tiki
a good gift.
Bedhead
What
duo.
Is it, though?
Shampoo and conditioner.
That's good because I just woke up, so I have bedhead.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Now, what are those?
Unsay that.
Bad news right here on the back says you must have a sense of humor to use our products. Swear to God.
Shit.
That up.
Does it say no Chinaman?
Why does it
right
say
there?
That? You must have a sense of humor to use our products.
No, you're not.
What the fuck does that mean?
You should go return
that. I still have the receipt. I'm returning this. I got this, actually, because I thought it'd be funny because Brian doesn't want this.
Now, what are those?
It's shampoo and conditioner.
I don't understand.
Yeah!
I think it's weird putting yellow stuff on your head.
You showed me.
No, but then
right,
I remember.
So this is Logan's right now, right?
Right after I bought it, I'm like, ah, shit, but he's got a wife with hair. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Lots of it.
You have a wife with hair?
Yeah, lots
lucky,
of it.
Lucky man.
All over. Wait, what? What? Logan, so you want to keep this? How does it work?
Oh, no. The next person has the opportunity to steal it from me or pick a new gift.
Yeah. Are you number two?
I'm two.
All right, so
I'll
you
take
can...
it.
Oh!
Yeah. Nice. Nolan! So, Logan, you get to now pick a gift again.
Thanks, Andy.
All right.
Anderson.
I can't see.
Oh, here's mine. I'm sorry. I should put mine out there.
Hold up.
Here, Brian, why isn't yours playing with the other kids?
Hold some up. All right, I'll take the gold one.
Okay.
Ooh, the small gold one. And we're not supposed to know who these are from, right?
I still use Anderson's wallet that he gave me last year.
I gave you a wallet?
Yeah, you gave me a $1 wallet.
Mine just broke.
Mine's about to break, so.
Oh, yeah, I gave him a wallet.
That's just dramatic on
you don't fuck the barcode.
Logan,
up on
there
this,
are
whatever.
A lot of breadsticks in your future when you go to Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Endless breadsticks
yes.
and pasta.
Receipt helpfully taped to the back, by the way.
The key, though, is $60.
What?
That's a good one.
$60?
$60 is the OG. Looks like teaching isn't so bad after all, right?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Why?
It's a white elephant gift, right?
Why $60?
That was the smallest increment that I could find where
literally,
I was.
Bottomless breadsticks.
Yeah, actually, Logan, you have to give her three of these back. You get one for $15.
Yes.
Wait, okay. But why the Olive Garden? Why didn't you get like $25?
Because it's a white elephant gift. Why Olive Garden?
Why is it a white elephant cake?
Now, wait. I've never been to Olive Garden.
So I have to get like fettuccine Alfredo or something?
You've got to eat there for like every single day for 2 weeks to spend that $60.
You don't get it.
Like,
I've never been
you
there.
Don't
is it true?
Understand
that you
my
to,
humor.
You have to go with a black guy and an Asian guy in a multicultural group because that's all I see in the commercials. It's like people having fun with many races.
Colors of Benetton.
Okay. Well, I got to make some friends with some Asian people.
Then. Wait a minute, though. Like, why is it.
Logan, what's up?
Explain you have to love your family when you go there.
No, fuck.
Family. Why is it a white elephant gift?
Because it's Olive Garden. Hello?
A color and a noun. White elephant, Olive Garden.
That's a stretch.
That is a total fucking... Is that why?
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just telling
how
you.
Did, really how did the you reason? Know that?
How do you just, come up
I'm
with
making, I'm
things?
Connecting the dots.
How did you know that? You guys should get together after she's done with Mr. Movies.
Do some writing.
See, Christy would get it.
Okay. Who's Christy?
Right. Okay.
Is that the,
one with,
the
hair?
One with hair?
Some lady.
I appreciate it.
All right, who's number three?
Mike number three.
Pirano is number three. Pirano. Do not pick your own gift.
Pick one.
Wait, does he have the choice to take
oh,
someone's
yeah.
gift?
You can
now?
Also steal. You can either have $60 to Olive Garden or you could steal the shampoo.
I'll take this green one.
I would think that having number six would be the best.
No, because one at the end gets to go back and Logan can – if he gets some, if something better comes
okay,
out.
Okay, wait. Before Karan opens the gift, if Logan takes someone's gift in the middle of the group, what happens to that person? Like, do they get to
they
redraft?
They get to take or? Another
yeah,
gift.
They get to pick.
For anyone lower. So one's really the worst. Two is really the worst one.
Two.
Two is the worst.
Zombie survival guide.
Oh. Yes.
The only problem is I don't read.
You don't need to read to enjoy that book.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's pictures.
Can you roll it up? Can you roll it up and insert?
What if it was a trick and the first page just says there's no such thing? So you're going to survive the end.
You win.
And it's just blank pages.
It's like,
this
here,
is cool.
Here's
I'm
a
trading
diary.
This for Olive Garden.
I've always wanted to do that. Is it
no,
write a book?
You don't
get to do that unless it's stolen.
Well, I thought the person that got to choose anything previous. Now
Brian,
they don't.
Just stay with
he, had to either, he had to either steal or open a present.
We're going to go step by step for you.
You can't open a present and then steal.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, if I'm asking the question, the listener's asking the question.
Hey, let me ask Tyler and Mike real quick if you guys are excited about going to the Salton Sea for New Year's.
We just decided we're doing that today, right?
Yeah, you pretty pumped?
It's going to be freezing.
Okay.
I talked to the wife, and she also has hair, and she's going to let me go.
Pretty sure it's going to be awesome. The most memorable New Year's in your life, but we'll talk about
what is
the
Salton Sea again?
It's about power. All right, go.
It could be the one where we get killed.
Film Vault listeners are enraptured right now. I don't know. I'm very intrigued by this multi-part
gift. Both of these guys used to be on the Film Vault.
What?
You're all three of my
2009 Oscars right here. 2008 Oscars.
I have no idea. The rest
list our credentials.
There Will Be Blood, whichever There Will Be Blood was.
All four of these people in this room have been co-hosted on the Film Vault at one time or another.
I'll have to track those down.
Wow.
Well, I'm very intrigued by this multi-part gift I'm looking at. There's like a five. Is that a five-part
yes,
gift?
Yes, that is a five-part gift.
Then again, I could really use some Olive Garden gift cards to re-gift.
I know that's four re-gifts.
I know
right
that's a solid amount.
But then,
of
but it's only then it's only 50. You're the guy that gave $15 to someone.
Yeah.
You couldn't make 20. You know,
you can pair those up, I suppose.
Yeah, but then it's 30. That's a little bit.
So if more. I choose a 5-part gift and it ends up being awesome, you and someone it. Takes this from me, I get to take one from previous.
Don't look at me and ask
you
questions.
You get to either open another one or
no,
take
I'm saying
a previous
if I open
one.
This and it's awesome and someone takes it from me,
oh then like you I said,
you
either
you
open another or take.
Or
a
steal.
One.
Okay, I'm going to open this 5-part gift.
Look at that.
Yeah.
This is
going
to take
a 5-part gift.
Thanks, dude. Is there a particular order?
I'd go smallest to biggest.
Okay. So, not that you would know, but I'm saying someone who brought this.
How quickly can this be done?
They don't tell guys.
The next question.
Dismantling IUDs.
I'm a little slow at opening gifts, but it's the chemo.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something. I want to say something about the gift that I bought.
I thought you were going to say something about the chemo. I'm like, this is
this
no, no, no.
Seems.
Wait, no, don't talk about gifts that are wrapped.
Stupid.
Okay.
Don't talk really about cool. it.
This is not a good start. Stride gum.
Yes.
Wait, what kind
Sean
of stride
White
gum?
Stride gum.
Sean White.
The flying tomato. You thought I didn't know.
Did you say you got all this from the 99 cents?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah.
$25. You.
God damn it. Why didn't you use the all
I almost came in with $25 worth of 99 cents store gift cards.
Ganesh sticks, which are incense, long-lasting aroma, extra rich.
I dare you.
Nang Champa. Nag Champa.
Yeah, is this like a do not get a DUI ticket?
Am I going to smell great after all of this?
These are strong right here.
Strong smelling?
Burn.
Mm-mm.
We're on the third gift.
We're on the third gift.
For those that are counting.
Third out of five. Third part out of this. Jesus Christ, this is wrapped.
Let's not use the Lord's name on his birthday.
Sorry.
In vain. What do you say?
I'm calling out to
him. Baby Jesus.
I'm calling out to him for help. Oh, HD Vision high definition sunglasses.
Now you'll see the world in HD. Right?
Somebody went to Big Lots.
Finally.
I mean, it's going to be in widescreen, too.
You know what? I've been going through this life looking at everything as standard def, and now it's finally.
I thought you said 3D. All these pictures, I thought you said all these gifts went together. These don't go together.
They
do.
They come together.
You can smell the incense.
They're together in the room.
While you are wearing the glasses.
Do they have anything to do with each other? No.
I thought that.
Yes.
No.
Fourth.
I can't wait to do this.
I bet the store he bought these at also sold cigarettes.
A Barack Obama Yes We Can 1,000-piece
That's not bad.
Puzzle. Listen to that. That's going to keep me busy for the next couple weeks.
Except
by the way, good for ages 12 plus.
When all the pieces are black.
That's a redneck mating call.
I didn't say that. Sorry.
Wonderful World of White.
Rednecks run together to do
puzzles.
Barack Obama puzzles.
It's supposed to be pills.
The last part of this gift. Oh, these are kind of fun.
Slippers.
Right, you should watch the Wonderful World
moccasins.
Of White.
Oh, they're in my size, too. Lovely,
look at that.
Lovely slippers. Lovely moccasins. Look
it was
at
meant to be.
It was meant to be.
I can actually wear these size 11. This
is
pretty fantastic.
Yes, my people made those, Mike.
Well, I got to tell you, these are pretty good. They got like a leather bottom. I can wear these
you
outside.
Can go jogging.
I can empty the trash in these. These are pretty fantastic. I sure hope no one steals these.
You mean you can throw all the other gifts away while you're wearing those?
That's exactly right. I can haul these out to the trash. Get all these out to the trash. You're pretty funny.
I'm
I should listen to the actors after.
My piece of shit. Stupid.
All right, who's next? Number five.
I'm number five.
You want to take these slippers?
Oh, that's right.
Is it bad that I want my gift back? I want the nice shampoo.
No, I know you want these.
Are you
going to
steal or new?
I'm going to grab the Mike Carano gift that he keeps apologizing about.
I'm not apologizing. It's fucking, when you see that thing in action, it's fucking rad.
Oh, okay.
I hope it's a machete. I want to see it in action.
I should have brought my machete,
ching.
Goddammit.
No!
Settle down.
Yes! That's going to be awesome.
Have you seen those things?
I wanted to get one of those.
Everyone settle down.
It's so fucking great, the way the fins move and stuff.
No, this is stupid. I don't like it.
I can't see what it is. I'm on the other side of the glass.
It's an air swimmer flying shark. It's no one wants
what
it.
What is that? What is
everyone
an air
wants that.
It's a shark that's about this big, and it's remote control.
When he said this big, he held his arms out.
Speaking of the microphone.
It blows up like it's a blimp, but the fins move, and it
it's
wiggles.
It's not cool. Don't worry.
Does it
the
float?
The tail does this.
He's downplaying it so that no one will take it. Yeah.
Like, look, the kinds of things
strategic
you know,
move, right?
Like
now.
You know when you're walking down the mall and there's a little kiosk. You buy. You want this? You buy.
Hey, bro,
my friend. I don't make a dime off this.
Like
this is a money loser for me.
I saw one of these and it was really cool. And when I walked by, and then 10 minutes later, when I was after done with the Orange Julius and I was walking back out of the mall, it was on the ground because like they're really cheaply made. They fall apart real quick.
That's racist.
It was more than 25. Bucks.
Number six.
What?
Number six.
Why would you? You know how crass that is.
Why are you beating off? What are you doing?
Why are you Dr. Drewing right now?
Wait, who's up? I mean, you?
Me.
Yeah,
action.
Tyler.
When I say Dr.
Tyler, what's your last name?
White.
Tyler White.
They named this game after
there you
my
go.
Family.
Tyler Elephant.
No.
Okay, who's
you
last?
You have to open the last gift.
I'm going to open that one.
You're a son of a whore. You know that? Your mom.
Wow. I didn't want
my
one.
Mom is a big fan of Film Ball. Doesn't listen to the After Disaster, but
Tyler stole
the
ball. Shark for listeners.
Yeah,
I'm
Tyler.
They have a video of that.
There's no video of this.
Boring.
So Tyler
Sorry.
Took
the
air swimming shark. Took Anderson's air swimming
it's,
shark.
It's not that cool, actually.
So now what do I do?
You get
open that.
To either open that, right? Or take someone else's? Is that right?
I think he opens
he
that.
He can pick. No, he can pick.
Oh, okay.
He can steal
you
or
can
he
steal
can,
again. Or
you want my cornucopia of gifts?
Olive Garden!
Yeah!
So now,
congratulations,
Logan. Yeah.
You win.
Oh, that was mine?
Yeah.
I want the shark.
Yeah.
Why do you want
how
the shark?
How many times does the shark change hands?
Anderson had the pitch to
now?
Like not want the shark.
I don't think we're playing by that.
Because now I got the press.
Okay.
I'm like,
someone
it's going
to
be
open
broken
the last
in
5
seconds. You're right. I'm like, that thing's a piece
well,
of
now
shit.
It's
I was
back,
joking.
Now it's back to me.
It's back to Tyler.
This is going
to
loop around.
But Tyler, okay.
It's got to have an end.
It will.
I think.
Calm down.
Well, the gifts can only be stolen a certain amount of time.
Okay,
but
yeah,
wait,
I guess we'll
no,
play
no.
by that.
This is wrong, because Logan has
really
to. Logan's
not
the, like, the last pole position from all
no, no,
gifts,
no, no.
right?
Okay, so.
No.
That's, no. that's I don't know, but. So you can only have the gift 3 times. Once you have it 3 times, it's yours.
Hey,
but you can't steal back.
No,
you can't
callers,
steal back.
You just,
how
person.
Do you play White Elephant? Because we
hang
don't
on,
know. Random caller.
Don't do that.
And they're like, I'm going to kill myself. My boyfriend just left me. I have AIDS. Oh, next caller. Sorry.
Sorry, you don't know how to play White Elephant?
All right.
Now they are.
What are you going to do, Tyler? What are you going to do? Damn
no.
it.
No. Do not do that. Tyler, what are you going to do?
Ask the caller if I should steal or
I
open the presents.
Guys, there's still presents
hey,
that aren't open.
We're playing White Elephant
right here.
Should Tyler
just
steal?
That one in the game.
Should Tyler steal? Or should he keep it? What's that? Hey, man, I got a serious question. Should Tyler steal it or should he keep it? Or should he... Fuck it. All right, Tyler, Brian, your instincts were right. I apologize.
Get that drop.
No, don't not.
Tyler,
don't,
what are you going to do?
Will you, dude, make up your mind.
Well, I want to steal that.
You can't steal that.
But I can't steal it back.
You can't
steal
Logan?
You had it once. No, he had it already.
Yeah, I want to steal
Logan's
steal
back. Bean.
The shark. Can't steal it back.
He keeps saying, all right, I'm going home with Tyler.
And he's pointing at Logan.
I guess I'll just open this because I don't know what else there's to open.
God, I'm so messed up. Anderson can only take a gift.
You want Olive Garden? You can take something from Anderson.
See, I didn't know that if someone stole yours, you could either steal or take a present. I thought you could only take a present.
The way I always played, once the last gift is open, the game is over.
No. Number one gets final pick after everything's open.
Why would I get another pick when I already have a gift I'm happy with?
I feel like you should.
You don't get to come around twice as
number
one.
Wait, you just played this at your house with like 30
number
people,
one will
right?
get anything,
yeah,
whatever he wants.
We
That's
do the
fair.
Thing that if someone steals it, then you have to just open a new present. You don't get to re-steal because someone stole yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Got it.
Maybe only get one steal.
All right, well, we're already in the throes of the game.
Yeah.
Tyler,
all right, I'm going to open
I'm
it.
Okay.
Off.
This is to
I'm
some
off to
lucky
the very
so-and-so.
I'm going to get my fucking shark back.
And it's from Brian. The host and creator of the Film Vault.
What? Oh, he just hit that car. Oh,
look at him looking at me. Did you see that, guys? You see the look that he's doing?
It was good.
Anderson, very if smart. I haven't mentioned it yet, another year's coming to an end. This was a great idea.
I got Cat House and The Girls Next Door Season 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
one,
pretty
One, two,
good.
And three.
A lot of boobs
you.
In that DVD
That's
set.
Good.
A lot of boobs.
What?
Brian, we're supposed to go out and buy a gift.
Those are both brand new.
They're brand new. Oh, they're unopened.
That doesn't mean shit. I know that this guy's got tons of swag at his house, and he makes it a point to talk about all the free DVDs that he has that are still in their wrapping at his house.
I have two less.
This.
It's not just sex. It's a profession, Anderson.
Brian, you cheap son of a bitch.
And?
You cheap son of a bitch.
Does anyone want to steal this?
I apologize.
Logan?
Guys, Logan.
Logan?
A lot of boobs.
You steal?
A lot of boobs in those DVDs. All
right, all right. I can see boobs for free on the internet.
Good point.
All right. Well, I have a gift for the Film Vault. I bought them before I knew we were going to do White Elephant. So if you guys, I want Miss Movies, Anderson and Brian to open them at the same time.
You want to take a break and come back
no
for
breaks.
A final?
No.
Logan doesn't want
to. Because I have two gifts also.
Where are they?
They're right here next to me.
Well, why would we have to break for that?
Are they DVDs?
So we come back and do like a
Does
final.
Take a break
yeah, are they DVDs?
From all that excitement
no,
that just
no DVDs. That's over. These are real gifts.
Calendars.
Brian, you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm not drinking, and I'm not drunk.
Miss Movies is trying to hand you something.
You look a little kind of cute with your Santa
thanks,
hat on.
Oh, buddy. I was
Listeners,
saying
check out the picture.
Thank you.
He's got a cute little hat on.
Yeah.
It's almost like he has a white hair.
I like that he put it on between the episodes that were recorded, too.
We're supposed to open it all at the same time.
Can I open this?
All right, this is from you, Logan?
Yeah, so all three of you opened it at the same time.
Logan, this is for you. Come in here and get it.
All right, hang on.
Miss Movies, this is for you. This is
what's going on with White Elephant?
Toss it.
It's done.
It's done?
Logan has final pick, but I'm sure he's happy with what he has.
What's he have?
The shark.
The shark sucks, dude.
That was his final pick.
This is yours, buddy.
Shark's goddamn boss.
From Uncle Brian. Thank you.
Who's it to?
We should get a shark. And take it to
it's
Salt
Miss Movies and Babies.
Yeah.
Baby Movies.
It's so both of you guys.
Baby Movies is going to walk soon.
Here, I got you something, too. Here you go.
Baby Movies.
Thank you.
Pretzel
for
hugs.
The pretzel hug.
There you go.
I'm hoping the sharks go on sale after Christmas. I'm going to buy more.
Where'd you get them?
You should buy
fries.
School of
Can
them.
I open this shit?
How much was it at fries?
30.
All right, I'm opening my present from Logan.
All three of you should open at the same time.
It's a picture of him.
Oh my God, that's freaking awesome.
This is like a real gift.
It's a book.
That is great. No, it's a t-shirt, right?
It's a book.
It's a book. Open it and take a look at it and describe what you see. Describe what you see.
Wow, Logan
Holy
is a hell. Fucking one upper, man.
Balls. What'd you
Logan, get that gift back in here that I gave you. Run it back in here real quick.
Aw, how cute.
Those
Wait
are
a minute.
Great.
Logan
wow.
gave us like an actual book that you'd buy like at a book fair.
No, it's not a book you have made.
And
it covers
it
all
like
of Anderson's hairstyles.
That you would get.
That's fantastic.
And it's the Film Vault.
And
oh God!
Wow, that is thoughtful.
Wow,
and it's pictures
that.
Of all of us.
That's really nice.
This is a really cool thing, man.
From the very
God
beginning.
Damn! Now I feel terrible about firing Logan.
That idea has been sitting on the shelf for like 9 months.
Wait, so let me get.
Look how bad Anderson looks.
I know I look terrible in some of these pictures.
It's funny to see the progression of Anderson's hairstyles.
What about mine, you dick?
Wait, so which one of your parents works for a bookstore that makes books?
None of them work for
Apple
Snapfish,
does it, right? Or yeah.
Oh, this is Snapfish.
Yeah,
Snapfish.
Snapfish. I take offense
pictures
to that
of
now.
Us
you
as
give
kids.
Me such a nice gift. You will not talk to Logan in such a fashion.
No, I don't care. He stole my shark. And I ended up with Girls Next Door and
wow,
Cat House.
Logan, you are seriously, that is very thoughtful.
That was a pregnant Miss
Movies.
This
is unbelievable.
One of the most
There's
thoughtful
dogs.
Pictures. Oh, you're wearing that Hella shirt. Horrible.
Yeah.
One of the
These
most thoughtful
awesome.
Gifts I've ever gotten.
Oh, you can see that Buffalo 66 poster in the back.
Oh, it's in
yeah.
the back
that we were talking about in the next
you,
week's episode.
Did you do this through iPhoto?
Snapfish.
Snapfish.
And all of you are wondering
Fantastic.
Why I dressed up. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have seen this movie. Was that Zen made the...
I said there's pictures.
Right? Listener Zen and the guy that made our
He made
logo.
The Buffalo 66 drawing.
Well, Logan, this is fantastic. You're a one-upper, and you will not be fired for the rest of the year, I promise.
I don't like
Thank
the picture
you, Logan.
That a fan made where I am Brian's tumor. I don't like
My tumor moves south, apparently.
Mike keeps going up, turning off his mic to let me know I'm going to eat one more pretzel cookie.
Wow, this book is awesome.
It's very cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Ian.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
On, Brian. What are we gonna do?
I got him a gift, and I'm very, very embarrassed now for what I got him. You should open it, Logan, just so I can
All
be
right,
embarrassed.
Here we go. I'll hold the wrapper up to the microphone.
Yeah,
so you know that I'm opening it.
That's right.
I got a loofah.
No, wait.
I don't see anything else. Is it used?
It's a travel loofah.
That's good, because the one I bought when we traveled is about to fall apart.
Yeah,
so
this
I actually need this one.
It's got a handy pouch, a resealable pouch.
Yes.
You already had a travel loofah?
Yeah,
what?
All the men in this room never even thought about buying
And it's
a
pink, by the way.
Yeah. Brian and Logan traveled recently, and Logan had a meltdown.
Yep. He didn't have a loofah?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Started tearing shit up.
I almost got kicked off the plane because I didn't have a loofah.
But I've never had a loofah.
Does that mean I'm getting a loofah too?
No, you're getting something much more adorable.
All right. It's a snowman.
It's a little ornament. It's a little ornament for baby
Thank
movies.
You.
Yeah.
I thought she'd enjoy squeezing it and playing with it.
Wouldn't it have been awesome if we all got each
She'll
other books?
She'll eat it.
Perfect.
What do you mean?
And then
we all thought we're that thoughtful. And actually put together these intricate, really nice books.
Logan, and to think that I'm going to try and fire you next week when you don't show up late.
Hey, why
don't
you man, Logan's going to be late next week.
He shows up late next week, and we actually start the show without him, and I threaten to fire him.
This feels very Bill and Ted. Future me, don't fire Logan.
It's too late.
It's past future you.
Trash can. Remember the trash can.
Why don't you tell the listeners what you give Logan for Christmas?
I give him a bunch of cash.
Yeah. What about that cash?
He gave me my car payment for tomorrow.
Wow, $75 a month?
What kind of car do you drive?
Toyota Matrix doesn't exist.
That's really your car payment is only $75?
It's like 100 something.
So that's it, right? We're done.
Wow.
We're finished. Guys, we have an actual episode next week, too, where we're going to talk about top five Instant Watch, which we already said.
Top five movies you can stream instantly next week on the
we're
Film Vault.
We're going to talk to a caller real quick before we go. Hey, how are you? You're on the Film Vault After Disaster.
Packed excited. Packed excited.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me? No, I don't think the caller's can
is
hear me.
Is that chocolate?
What the fuck? Who is it?
Hey, don't think it's going on. We should be hearing music right now, probably, right?
That was fun, you guys.
Was it?
That was
really?
Nice.
I feel like you're really upset.
Don't you think it was fun?
Really?
Yes.
That was totally fun.
Seriously?
That was nice. Well, mostly because these
I'm glad you guys
here.
Came here.
I made pretzel hugs, yes.
Anderson.
I'm domesticated to the point where I'm baking fucking treats.
For the people that enjoyed this, where can they find more After Disaster?
This was not very
the back
after
alleys
disaster-esque.
Of the internet.
What? It wasn't very After Disaster.
Okay, where can people find more After Disaster?
It's a secret.
iTunes.
It's underground.
iTunes.
All right.
iTunes,
a lot of podcasts aren't on iTunes, right?
You learn
right.
All
the stories. Ain't on iTunes.
Yeah, the Missed Movies Minute also available. Hittermissmovies.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, on a paper.
You got it.
Hey, the After Disaster had Joseph Gordon-Levitt on. Can you say that about your Film Vault? No.
creator and host.
How quickly he disowns it. You know, I'm going to fire my extra staff this year.
Who, Logan?
You.
Me?
You.
Extra staff.
Extra.
Hey, don't think it's going unnoticed, too, that you gave Miss Movies a fucking present. You gave Logan a present. Be that as it may that they are bad presents, but I got Jack Diddley from you.
Where's mine from you?
It's my car.
He's going to take it out.
Maybe I'll get it next
garden.
Week. Maybe I'll get it next week.
Yeah, you want to go to the Olive Garden?
Let's go to the Olive Garden right now. We can read our books and put together a puzzle.
All right, just for a recap, because everyone's dying to know, I got the Olive Garden. $60. Yeah. Made my money back. Plus,
you got the most valuable present.
That's pretty goddamn good. You know, Costco has like gift cards, $100 for $80 for almost anywhere.
Really?
Restaurants, amusement parks.
Where's that extra 20 go?
Starbucks. I don't know. You get five $20 gift cards for $80.
This
so.
Is something you hear a lot on the After Disasters. Mike likes to sell products for people who don't pay us. We have tons of advertisement, but we have none. We have no advertisers. But Mike's constantly advertising.
I do like
something.
The way he sells things too, because he does give good descriptions and he says how wonderful.
It's just a good
is.
Thing if you're going to go
true.
To a certain restaurant, they have them at Costco. You save $20.
It's extra $20. Miss Movies, you listen to the After Disaster. What episode?
I
I'd probably say like if you've never listened to an episode and you're interested because. Mike Carano is very funny. So is Tyler at times.
Carano, by the way, funniest tweeter I follow. Single funniest tweeter I follow.
I agree.
Brian only follows one person on Twitter.
That's just true.
He goes on adventures on his tweets. Like,
I will tell you.
I just put on a ski mask. Let's see how this bank trip goes.
He's prolific. Many tweets.
I wasn't joking. All that stuff is totally real.
I went to Sports LA,
and I freaked out because I went there to buy lube because my balls were against my leg, and it drives me nuts. But they have fucking bank robber ski masks. They still make those
with the holes cut out.
The two holes,
of course,
like that are shaped like drops, like that. And I'm like, I am totally going to Wells Fargo.
What do you mean they still make those? Like they only made those in the 50s for bank robbers?
I don't know, man. I pussed out when I got to Wells Fargo. I didn't have the balls to walk in there with that thing on.
Well, yeah, they were chafed.
You're right, they were. It's not really more on my legs. My balls seem to be pretty sturdy.
If you've never heard a After Disaster, I think that, let's see if you agree with me here, Miss Movies. Episode, I think it's like 27
19,
or something.
19, Downtown Debacle.
No.
That's when you should start.
You don't even say that one exists, Tyler. But I think it's 27. He could have grandchildren your age.
Yes.
It's probably
that's the best
one. Of our better
it's good
ones.
Jumping off.
I enjoy
it's a good
that
place
one.
To start.
It is pre-canon, though. It's weird
That's
listening
fine.
Back to the
pre-canon
episodes. I enjoy
the John
episodes.
Henson one.
That's fine. John Henson was on. Mm-hmm. Jim Jeffries was a good one.
The Andy Dick episode was good.
Andy Dick episode was very good. You're right.
The one-year anniversary, also good.
Okay, so there's a few good ones out there.
And you can watch those ones.
My episodes.
Some of them are on video,
whatever.
Too.
And then
extended plug.
Also, I must say that
Episode 98.
Mike and I.
You know?
Episode 98, you can see Mike cry and then taste test water.
It's true.
That's awesome.
I don't remember crying, but
yeah, there were some tears.
But the taste of water.
You're wearing
taste
a hunter's
water
hat.
Was best.
A hunting hat.
Thank you guys for listening. Next week, top five movies you can stream instantly. We'll
Brian's desperately
links.
Looking for an escape.
That's exactly right. I just didn't make one. Logan, post links to everyone's Twitter because we should.
Thanks, Logan. Great collection of links on our site for this episode.
That's right. AndersonandBrian.com. Links to all of our good stuff.
Thanks,
and,
Alan.
Thanks to, that's your buddy, right? And I'll bear it here. Alan Chang, BubleBand.com, apparently.
Who Miss Movie says is the piano playing version of me.
There you go. BubleBand.com/
What is it?
Alan Chang, his album Cold December Night.
He's half
now.
Asian.
And also, I went to see our favorite band, Fart Barf, last week. Worst name for the best band ever. Down in Long Beach, Mike Carano and I went. Tyler, his
Respect.
Balls were in the purse.
Fuck you, Fart Barf.
Playing tonight, pre-show, 11:30.
Are they playing tonight?
Yeah, downtown.
Oh, we're gonna go. Okay, but I ran
That's
into
what
a,
they yell at their shows.
I ran into a few listeners there, both podcasts, and I just want to thank you, Dave, for buying me a beer, and Brad Dan, who I called Brad, but his name was Dan. I promised I'd say thank you very much.
This
Why
is
am
narrow
I thanking
casting.
You? You didn't give me a beer, but Dave, you buy me a beer. Thank you.
And narrow casting, the opposite right. of broadcasting. Thank everyone by name.
Settle down.
Good.
Settle down. All right. He begged for a shout out, and I said sure.
Keep
I'm,
going.
I'm saying his name wrong. Yeah,
he
what
begged.
Do you do that? He begged. Got down on his knees. Yeah.
Did it make you happy to have that kind of power over someone?
What?
Does that make you happy to have that kind of power over somebody?
Yeah, maybe. I was very, very. He was talking shit about you, too.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
He's like, Brian's very, very arrogant. Very arrogant.
That's talking shit?
Yeah.
Talking
being arrogant's good in your world.
This argument over nice, calm Christmas music is really throwing me off.
It's just like my family's house.
I was going to say.
Oh, my God. I was at the theater today, and remember we were talking about like a swole Santa?
Doing it for Rango.
Yeah. In Detroit.
Next year, 2012, they already have posters up of don't be naughty, and it's all it is like Santa's beard and like these big swole arms with tattoos. Hollywood works fast.
Hey, what really about that fast. Link I sent you from that movie today? Did you look at that?
I haven't been on my email.
Doing it for Van Gogh.
You cannot say that. It's patented, it's trademarked, and it's mine. So fuck you.
Give up.
Yeah, after that.
I don't think he actually owned it, though.
310.
I think doesn't right, Blue so Velvet own
995.
It?
995.
All right, everybody, honestly, sorry. Merry
Hi,
Christmas
Ray, thanks
to everybody.
For having us on.
Let's put that in the
Cheers.
Freezer.
Check Happy out the Salt and Sea New Year's episode of the After Disaster.
Yeah, Kwanzaa, which you learned all about on the After Disaster last week. And
much guys
for Miss Movies, Tyler, Brian,
it.
Logan, Mike Carano, I'm Anderson, doing it for Van Gogh.
Thank God.